Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hello, everybody. I'm glad to be here with you. This is our,
Alternate Wednesday.
Yes, where we are going to take callers from Facebook. And we are going to take callers from Blog Talk.
Yes. We shall alternate, hence the Alternate Wednesday.
Yes. And is
that, what a clever name.
Yeah, isn't it? So, yes, I'm glad to have you here with me, Jimbo. And we also already have Laura from Canada who says it's very, very cold.
Winter is winter.
It is here.
Winter is coming.
And I want to welcome everybody just because you're here. If you're listening, don't hesitate to call in. Nobody's going to recognize your voice, and you can even change your name, when you call. Some people definitely want to use a different name. It won't affect your reading in the least. Regarding reading, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards, yes, for this program and for the method. Just so everybody is on the same page, this is not tarot and not oracle, although Jim's going to give you an oracle card. And this is not any of the other systems that are out there. So please understand that these are simply samples or a taste of this method that we're giving you. So if you need more than what you're getting during the show, please don't hesitate to visit my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, and you can book a private session with me if you'd like. I also want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers or those on Facebook. And that's my personal choice. I personally want to see, the structure of your life. What's going on emotionally? Where are you at? What's happening? Where are you going to? Even though it's only going to be a glimpse during the show. All right. And with that, I believe I will pass you on right now to Jimbo.
Hey, welcome everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, I'd like to remind everybody out there in the platforms that be with us, if you're international, let us know, and we will give you live international shout-outs anytime during the show you show up. But right now, we have Laura, who's already with us. She was here bright and early from Canada, where it is going to get cold out there.
And we're no stranger to that, except that we don't experience it anymore.
We're no stranger to it in our very past.
Yes, we broadcast out of the Commonwealth of Virginia, which is on the East Coast, but we originate from Minnesota up in the northern area. We know what 21 below is like.
It's very anti-happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, it is that, and this is that month.
Oh, January.
Yep. I remember as a child, didn't even really need the thermometer. We had one, but I would just wake up and say, oh, look how bright and clear it is outside in January. That usually means it's going to be cold as a son of a bitch. Cloudy, going to get a little relief typically.
And they don't close school up there. Well, they may now.
They close school for everything up there now.
Now, but before, oh no, you just put lots of clothes.
No, they never closed once in my entire life for temperature.
No.
Mm-mm. And they didn't close a lot for snow. They at least got you there. I mean, I remember being on, I lived out in the country and had to bus into the city. And I remember Remember a couple times school bus gets stuck in the snow and they send another one out to come get us. Yep.
Who came out?
Another school bus to come get us because we got stuck.
Well, you were probably on a goat trail, you know.
No, dirt roads and stuff. Yeah, dirt roads. Some of the roads they had to go up and like dead end and they turn around and that's when you're going to get stuck when you're trying to turn around and yeah, on a dirt road and yeah. Oh yeah, good times. So. All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. And when you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Unless you call in before the show starts, which is smart. So you can be one of the first callers. Then you'll hear music. Once the show starts, you hear show. You hear nothing, no matter what. You should always hear something. If you hear nothing, just hang up and call back. Typically, that'll fix the problem. It's just a cell phone world we live in. Sometimes that happens. If it ever goes silent, let's let you know we've learned this. If it ever goes silent right in the middle of the show, be patient. You won't lose your spot in the queue. Typically, a good chance it could mean something happened on our end internet-wise. And it just doesn't take long for us to get right back in. So, what else I got to say? Facebookers, like we mentioned, it's going to be alternate Wednesday. So we shall indeed alternate between phones and Facebookers tonight. Share the love, 50-50. When we alternate to you folks, we'll give you specific instructions. It'll involve doing a Facebook Messenger call to Deborah Lee, which is pretty simple, and it's going to benefit you and everybody else, too, because it'll be live. Excuse me. It'll be live, and there won't be any delay, and your quality reading will be up because you guys will be able to talk back and forth quickly instead of typing and waiting 30 seconds.
And, of course, if you can't use Messenger or, you know, there's also Skype, there's WhatsApp isn't quite functional for us yet.
Well, if you Skype, you'd be Skyping in like a phone caller. Yeah. So you'd be on that part of it.
But otherwise, some people don't have Messenger. They're on Facebook, but they don't.
It's right there. You just want to click away. It's right there. You can see the little symbol right up there, that little squiggly symbol. So you have it, whether you have set it up and used it. That's your thing, but you do have it. Oh, yes, indeed.
But there have been those that I've tried to contact, and it will say so-and-so is not available on Messenger.
And they might not have set it up or shut it off or something, made it unavailable, you know. But I'm just saying, but you do have that capability with Facebook. That's why it's Facebook Messenger. Let's see what today, it's not something, anything really exciting today. Houseplant Appreciation Day. Yep. That's pretty exciting,
Thank
right?
Your houseplants.
National Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
And that is awful.
National Save the Eagles Day.
Mm-hmm.
Peculiar People Day. Well, that could be every day, but I guess you got to pick one day for them. Yep. Take the Stairs Day. That's for health, of course. National
League of Nations Day.
What?
That, well, that's kind of cool. And
yeah, that collapsed into nothing.
It did?
Yeah, it was after World War I. It was worse than the UN.
Then why are we celebrating?
I have no idea. I guess because it was such a joke.
Well, maybe there's a national Alamo.
Unless they've
day.
Made some new League of Nations, but none that I've ever heard of. Yeah. But yeah, that was the thing they then the UN is what they came up with after. Yeah. After they learned their lesson on what a piece of crap that League of Nations thing was. Okie dokie pokey.
All right.
We're going to go first caller is area code 205, and that area code, I believe, is in the state of Alabama. Welcome. You are the first caller.
Hello. Glad to have you with us.
Hi. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Same
Hi.
To you.
You.
And what is your name, please?
Trisha.
Patricia.
Okay. Yeah. It's I guess I may have talked to you sometime before Christmas, well, I guess the beginning of the month, maybe. Okay.
Maybe, yeah.
So it's the new year, and I'd just like to know if it's any specific, anything specific spirit would have me to know that is coming my way in the 2024. Great, great thing, hopefully.
Any particular areas of interest that you're more concerned with than others?
Well, maybe love and abundance. So money, of course, everybody. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you can't have too much of that. That is a fact.
Right. Yes.
Okay, well, those are very important things for different reasons, obviously. Love, obviously, is not going to pay any bills, but it's very important still, nonetheless.
You know, my grandma used to
say, good for your mental health, if nothing else.
My grandmother was through the Depression, and she used to say when she'd read the cards, she'd say, love goes right out the window when you don't have any money to fill the cupboard, like with food. You know,
it can. Some folks can still stick together in tough times, but I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it tougher. It makes a relationship tougher if there's struggles. Yes.
Well, I don't think abundance is going to be a problem for you, Patricia, at all. Your cards are filled with it. There's new love coming to you. I mean, this is going to be a stellar year. As crazy as that may seem, since we've all been through like this 3-year, oh, boy, you know, the pandemic, everything that came after, the recession, that they can't make up their minds whether we're actually in one, we're in one, or going to be in one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I see great things coming for you. First of all, do you have a relationship with a female who is seems difficult to get along with for you? This could be a family member, could be a good friend, but there are times when you and she just don't see eye to eye. I feel that this year she may completely turn her back on you. But you know what? She's perceived to have been such a frustration for you that it may actually be a really nice break for a while. You may have to think on this, who this might be.
My little sister and I, really in the last year, whereas we've always been very, very close, the relationship has taken a dive just due to some family differences. And so it's really been going downhill, of course. And like I said, we've been the best of everything. We share everything together up until a year ago. So it's been hurtful and trying, but
that's her.
Yeah, that's okay.
Your sister, well, she's got her own issues, I can see. But you try, from what my perception is, Patricia, you try. You try to be a peacemaker with her, with everybody. And unfortunately, some families thrive on drama. I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Or some members of the family, maybe
not
every single individual. Some families are almost damn near every one of them, but yeah. Sometimes it's just one or two that ruin it for the whole family.
Sometimes all it takes is a death in the family, and suddenly everybody's at odds.
Well, it brings everybody together, and then they can find out how much a lot of them don't like each other. They forgot after all the years of kind of ignoring each other. All of a sudden, they all get in the same room, and they're like, I remember, I hate you. You know, and then they start spatting.
Very true.
Yep.
But for you, I really think what will eventually happen is the two of you are going to get a chance to talk things out. This sister is going to miss you in her life. And that's going to be important as 2024, unfolds. She's got things in her life that you were always a good big sister to her.
Mm-hmm.
So also, oh boy, do you have a man coming for you? Do you have one in your life? Do you have a man in your life now?
I date, but no one just significant. So I do date off and on.
Okay. So nobody's stuck.
Right.
No. I think this is a new one coming for you. I see the men that you do date, and they're reasonably okay. They're not, you know, going to, like, rock your world, but this new one is. He's coming along. He's showing himself as the King of Clubs, which is an excellent card to be represented as far as the suits go. men who are clubs are very, oh, they are big into humanity. They're, you know, they love artistic things like art and music, fixing up houses. They love beauty. And he is going to just fall crazy in love with you. And I feel you'll think he's the best of the crop that you've encountered. And money is under my favorite designation, which is called sure to come true. And this is good. More money, more happiness. It's like a card designation that's covering everything for you. Two of Hearts, to me, is the best card in the deck. That card means happiness. And like they say, you know, money can buy a lot of things. Happiness isn't one of them.
But it sure don't hurt.
That's right. It doesn't hurt.
Unless if you do, it doesn't bring sadness unless you do bad things with it.
Yes.
Right.
So, Deb, real quick here. No, and I know I may have gotten off the subject a little bit. I had this, and I think I talked to you about it, but I haven't brought it up in months, about the ordeal with my home and the wind damage and 20, yeah, okay, so we're here with the money being dispersed, you know, yeah, my name is on the checks, and the attorney has somehow just flew off the handle and got into it with my mortgage company, and we went back and forth, and so now she's just holding checks. When is this lady going to do what she's supposed to do and we resolve this thing and then she go away forever?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm sad to say it sort of falls a bit under a legal type of question, but I really think that you should get that looked at because, yes, there is definitely sizable money here. And a completion of what needs to be completed. So, yeah, I think in this year you should make that a priority. Find out what the holdup is and get that released to you.
Okay. Well, she knows that.
Yeah, definitely. Get it. Get your money. You need it.
It's my money.
Yes.
And I want it now.
I need it now.
Hey, went first.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go.
Okay.
I didn't talk about this, but I will after. Here is your angel card reading. These are the standard angel cards, great ones. It's always going to be an archangel. And yours is subject is counselor from Archangel Azrael. You are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reinsurance.
I like that, and I feel that about
I like the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ariel always comes up. I love her. I always hear from her in one way or another.
Awesome. Yes. You're familiar. That's good.
Yes.
Well, we're so glad you called
That's
us.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you for holding and being patient.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Jim. Thank
you, Jim. Did you have
Jim.
Any
I love
you
both.
To deal with any, yeah,
oh,
you too. Did you have to deal with any storms here recently? Did they come through Alabama, any storms?
Oh, yeah, you know, in the last couple of days, we've been dealing with high winds, really, really high winds, really, really cold, just a light snow, just enough to cover the grass, but, I mean, it evaporates, and nothing that's sticking, but, yeah,
right.
we've been catching a little bit. The weather, you know, that Arctic type of feel of the weather that's been, you know, sliding through and touching every one of the different states, more so up north. But yes, definitely.
Well, glad
you
called. I'm glad that didn't mess you up. So,
I watched the weather report earlier, and we've got another one that's coming through on Friday. Not going to reach us till the middle of the night.
Us as in here in Virginia.
The same.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so it's another big one. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. In the middle of the night.
Yeah, you guys be careful and stay safe and blessings
to
you both. Thank you.
Yes, it's good hearing from you. Yes.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Thank you.
You have a lovely vibe.
Indeed, indeed.
Really
very, very calming.
Thank you. Take care. Take care.
Thank
till
you.
Next time.
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to your call again and again. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. But you don't need that number right now because, Facebookers, it is your turn on Alternate Wednesday.
I guess that would be our Laura.
Well, there's a few other people in here. We just don't know who they are. Well, there's that many.
Oh, well, I'm one, remember.
Yep. So there's one other person. They've been going up and down, too. So. All right, Facebookers, we'll hold for a couple of minutes. If you can't call in, then obviously we'll take type. If you got a typey type, we will definitely gladly accept your typing. But if somebody messengers, they will bump you off. Oh, they will bump. They will take head of the line privileges, indeed.
Or maybe nobody has anything tonight.
Yeah, right now. Like I say, it's weird. Notifications are strange. I don't even know if I get them anymore. I used to always get them every time this thing went live instantly. Some of the folks tell us they don't get them. Some of them get them, but they're delayed. So it's very weird. But you know what? You get what you pay for when it comes to Facebook Messenger. Indeed. Maybe Laura's freezing right now. She says it's going to get cold out there. And, you know, it's depending on what time you're in, a lot of people are still just getting off work or on their way home from work or they're out having some cooked after the work cocktails. Or folks overseas, a lot of them might be in bed going nighty-night, you know, over there in the European continent. Though it is weird. We haven't seen one of them. Europe is still on the map, isn't it? There hasn't been some kind of a comet strike, has there? Okay, I just want to make sure. Comet, meteor, whatever you want to call it. Nothing's taken out the Europe.
Well, Jim, it might be one of those nights that we just kind of sign off early.
I would give it a couple of minutes. We could talk a little bit. There's got to be some things in the news. She is the news person. I look at the news a little bit, and usually it's headlines. It's same old war. Oh, shit, you know, stuff like that. But sports, looking at sports a lot of stuff going on in football. Kind of sucks. Oh, we have a caller. So we'll get Facebookers, we're only going to give you about another minute, and then we're going to alternate back. Oh,
Rachel.
International shout-out to Rachel.
Nice to see
you. The other side of the world. Rachel, would you like to jump in on Alternate Wednesday before we go to the callers? Or do you want to wait till we flip back? It's your call, so to speak. And Suzanne from Scotland.
There she is.
There. We were now know that we are not the only continent alive tonight.
She was in the toilet before the live.
She didn't say that, did she?
Yes, she did.
Well, you got to go.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's not like, and you know what? If you make it nice and comfy, it makes you not want to leave as fast, too.
Especially if you play with your phone in there.
Well, I'm just saying if it's nice and comfortable and, you know, climate's nice and everything. You're not sitting on a 40 below zero seat or something like that. If you got it nice and comfy.
Oh, yeah.
Smells nice. It doesn't stink like a public restroom. Then you know what? Then you're not in a big rush, you know?
She's going to wait.
All right, Rachel, shall we wait? Hey, Suzanne's here.
Okay. Well, Suzanne types it in.
Right. Suzanne, if you would like to have the floor, because I know sometimes you do, type your question now. And we'll give you about a minute. And if you don't, no big deal. We'll take a phone call and we'll go back to the Facebookers because it's Alternate Wednesday. But we're glad you guys showed up. Yep, the other callers are rolling in too. So we'll just wait about 60 more seconds. She's still on the toilet. Oh, see, that's why they have cell phones.
What a visual.
Well, no, I mean,
I can just imagine you there.
It's not that visual. We all take our phones at times to do. If nothing else, play a game or read news.
Watch TikTok.
She's watching the show. I respect that. Respect.
Class 3. What is class 3? Is that a driving permit or license?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I would guess that she's in another country.
That's true. I don't know. I thought he aspired to be a truck driver.
Here, it depends on the state that you live in, what they call it, different classes and stuff like that.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it.
If that's what it is. We are doing great, Suzanne. We are groovy. We're rocking. We're rolling. And I knew that the folks would start filling up the lines, and you guys would come join us, our international fellows and fillers. And okay. All right. I think we take the phone call, Deb.
I think we do.
And don't worry, folks. We'll alternate back to you, hence the alternate Wednesday. Now we're going to go to all ones. It's a Skype caller. It could be anywhere on this planet. Welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can indeed, sweet Melissa. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello.
I'm sorry. What was that?
She's just excited. She's happy.
Yes, good.
Hi.
Well, good. We're glad you got through.
Yes, hello there.
Yeah. Hello, doctors. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. We're glad our folks are showing up. We love when our folks are here. We were lonely for a little while. We didn't have a big audience, so we're happy. Hello, Courtney.
Yes, well, tell us. Melissa, what brings you to the show this fine evening?
Oh, well, I enjoy talking to a lot of doctors because it's inspiring and always amazing. And thank you very much for taking my call. And it's fun. If I can, I will. A lot of things y'all said have come out true, so thank you very much for that. Very, very, very much for that. Thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Yes,
and
indeed.
We didn't even pay her for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. She's just a longtime friend.
Oh, gosh, long time.
She's one of our Skypers from way back. We love it.
So, okay, tell us what's happening.
Yeah, what's going on? What's cooking in your world?
Oh, yeah, thank you. So, Happy New Year. Pretty much just hanging in there, and got things going on for me. I'm still, I know that I spoke with you about almost 2 weeks ago, and thank you very much. Just want to know, are y'all still seeing my friend over here? That visit, are y'all still seeing that? That's what I want to touch bases on that.
If he is, I'm sorry, coming to see you, is that where you're headed?
Yeah. Are you still seeing that in the works? I'm having a hard time believing myself. I know you're accurate. Just, you know, sometimes I just don't want to know any.
You're bringing up a very good point. That things do fluctuate. Nothing in the cards is ever cast.
The world we live in is very dynamic.
Any reading you get.
Fluid.
Yep, very much so. and the more readings you actually get, the more clarity, the more you can see how things are fluctuating, okay? Because people can change their minds. That will impact what your expectations are.
Yep. Tiny little changes have a domino effect. Or almost like a snowball effect. Sometimes the one little change can keep causing other things to change, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The result,
true.
The snowball effect, it keeps getting bigger and bigger as it rolls through the snow. Might not be a bad thing necessarily. Some people think that, oh my God, it's getting bigger. It's going to crash and destroy my life. Yeah, it could be snowballing into something wonderful. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Oh, that's very true. And as I illustrate in my book, the message, in there, I said, what if you knew before you even go on a job interview that this isn't going to be the job for you? Then you can alter your time, your path. If the cards are saying, they can sometimes predict very accurately what will happen. Or they can show you the other side, that you will definitely be getting that job. So, of course, there'll be a little spring in your step as you go to that interview. What I see for him is this man is having so many problems around his home. Do you really know the situation between him and this other female, you know, the one that we've spoke of often that he shares a business with?
I know that her mouth kicked her into trouble.
Yes, and I feel that he is in a situation right now feeling very much doomed, as if he's going to take a big hit. And I feel that the two of them have lived together. And that's why I was asking, what do you know to be the truth about their situation right now? Because I'm seeing that he's going to lose his home, not just his business, but his home. And, you know, when people meet us, they may not always feel that we have the need to know every aspect of their lives. You know, that's asking a lot for somebody to totally spill their guts. Okay, for one thing, a person that's going to tell you, well, I'm still married. You know, we're still living together. What are you going to do? You're going to say, adios, muchacho. I'm out.
Yeah, you might. Or they might have an actual explanation that's not full of crap. And say, well, it could be like the War of the Roses when they start for the first breakup. You don't want to move out or you're screwed. You might be giving up that property.
Because it'll be abandonment.
Or the other person's got a bigger stake because they're there and you left. You must not want the house. So a lot of times they are living together sometimes in the beginning part of a breakup. So that's situational, right?
It really is. And I feel, Melissa, you should prepare yourself. I feel that you are coming into a time when you are going to get the full facts of the story. And you're going to get rather angry when you find out what's what. Let's put it that way. What's real? What's going on out there? Remember I said this, the phrase for this year is going to be keep it real.
Okay, I remember. Good thing you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so I believe that you're going to find out that he's not quite as honest as he's been, as you've been thinking he was. You're going to find out that they still have a stake in a home together and the business. And he stays away. Okay, let's be real, okay? He stays away to protect himself. But he's also trying to protect you. Because this woman will, you have an idea of what she's like, her personality.
So they're not actually married, right?
No, I don't believe they are.
They just have a significant, and you don't necessarily have to be. They have a partnership. That might go beyond a normal business partnership. They might have also some kind of romantic partnership.
Yeah.
And that can be pretty binding, especially if they get intertwined with the business. That can be very messy to separate, like you said. Hence, you said he might lose everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you saying they're separating? Sorry to interrupt you, love, doctor.
I think so. No, you're fine. Yes.
No, that's your reading.
I think they are in the process of everything kind of imploding. And he's keeping his distance because this woman will track you down. That's why it said if you ever see her at your door or you sense she's at your door, don't open it. Don't
trust your gut.
Yeah, you don't need to tangle with that woman. I think she deals in some black arts, black magic, black something.
Black,
you know,
magic woman.
Yeah, witchy stuff.
Oh, witchy woman. That's another good song.
Yeah.
Witchy woman.
Yeah, so,
if
I were you, I would not doubt his feelings for you. It's just that the timing is not correct for the two of you to embark on a life together.
Yeah, because obviously if you got to take care of the one problem before you move on. Otherwise, you end up with two problems. So I guess,
then
you get dragged into it.
He knows that Melissa holds him in very high personal esteem.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And he doesn't want her to lose that. He wants to remain a good guy in her eyes.
Mm, okay.
But, you know, when you get in these messy situations,
messy,
it's not always clear how to resolve things. And you got other opportunities. And I know you know, Melissa, you're a very attractive, smart, sharp lady. You could have somebody else. So you are simply choosing to wait to see what happens with him. But in the meantime, I hope if you get asked for a date, you go. You know, go out for a nice dinner, that kind of thing. Go walk through the snow if you have snow.
Yes. Yeah, I thought about what you said.
I think it's good for your well-being. And besides, I think it makes you more with like, I don't want to say attractive, that sounds really shallow, but it makes you more, I don't know, I'll say attractive, more desirable, more wanted by that other man if he knows he's losing you, okay? Men are pursuers by nature. And if another man is pursuing what he perceives to belong to him, he's not going to like it. So he'd want to jump right back in there and reclaim your interest. So I also have a card for you.
I do have a card for you. I have an angel card, a card from a specific archangel, and I'm ready to put a nail in the coffin of a scammer here. And it's a done deal. All right. Your archangel card subject is peace, and it's from Archangel Shamael. Or Shamuel, I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Shamuel. I have to look these up sometime.
Wow.
If somebody was here, like Sonia knows these archangels well, but she's over in India still doing her thing. Comes from remembering that only love is real. So the subject is peace. And you only get peace if you remember that love is actually real.
Well, and if you really look at the bigger picture, love is all-encompassing, everything.
Love is in the air.
It is. Literally.
Thank you, sweet Melissa.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow. Interesting puzzle, Doctor.
I would say to you, try not to intervene in whatever's happening there. I don't see it ending well for you. Let him come to you when the time is right.
Yes.
But in the meantime, don't just put your life on hold.
Yeah, you can't just sit there.
Yeah.
Right. All right, well, thank you so much, very sweet Melissa.
Yes, you are.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care, sweetheart.
Good night, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, honey. Listener giggle. You know, it always makes me feel bad when I know it's not the perception that a person really wants.
Well, people get their hopes up. They want to hear good news.
Yeah.
But we don't lie here. We're not liars.
Well, that would shoot my credibility all the hell.
Well, and nobody wants to be lied to. I mean, they want to hear the good news, of course. And they're very disappointed. Sometimes they get abrupt and take it out on you when you tell them bad news.
I'm sad to say.
But I think they'd be more pissed off in the long run if you totally
Rachel's right. The
lied.
Hurt.
It does hurt. It does hurt. It does. It can. But it'll hurt worse if you're lied to later on, and then the truth comes out way later. You want to know it up front, at least.
And I find it extremely sad when a client will say to me, I don't want to know. And I'll think to myself, oh, honey, you should know. It's better to know what's really going on. You know, if you're being made a fool out of it.
Yes.
Or
yeah.
Somebody's humiliating you.
Life is short. There's no reason to waste time. International shout out to Jeanette in Canada.
Jeanette.
Oh, Canada. We had one Canadian depart because she had to go run errands.
Yes.
And another has taken her spot. Our friends to the north. Our neighbors to the north. Facebook Messenger has been opened up. I typed it in first because that's going to be quicker. There's a little bit of a delay on the Facebook Live feed. We'll wait about a minute.
Somebody wanted to know, will I get married?
Really?
What is that?
You'll have to scroll up because I did not see it. I was busy shooting a scammer
Suzanne
down.
Suzanne wants to know.
What?
Suzanne, but you're living with your beloved, aren't you? Are the two of you heading in the direction of matrimony?
All right, stand by. We are currently engaged in a reading, folks.
Yeah.
Do not messenger. We shall wait patiently. Yep.
Well, if we ever had a show, we'd have to have a little porta potty where we would act like, like a TV
I guess.
Show. We'd have to act like Jeanette's in the
Yeah, room. I guess she saw that same thing about the marriage too, obviously, since she worked it into a joke. I missed it, but, you know, we had a scammer here that I put down very quickly, so that helped.
All right, so hold on. I'm going to take a look for Suzanne.
Yeah, Suzanne, you can feed us some more info if you want to elaborate on that or not, but she'll start looking at marriage soon type thing right now, unless you tell us a different direction, but we got to move on after this because it's going to go back to the phone.
You know, Valentine's Day is coming.
That yes.
It should be a great time to get that. He went to K. How does that thing go?
Every kiss begins with K. Yeah, I mean, that was whoever invented that, that was a very good catchy song phrase.
Oh, and then it was years ago, and I can't remember the name of the diamond, the diamond thing, keepsake. I think it was keepsake diamond.
Okay.
And the instruction to the men was, if you're going to buy your lady a diamond, you need to go with at least 3 months' salary.
Interesting. Suzanne says, yes, supposed to be, but we're not ready yet. As I need to get to know him first. Yeah, it'd be nice to get to know the person before you marry him. I think that's good strategy.
Trouble is, so many people are on their good behavior, you know, before they get hitched, that once they're...
It could take a long time to know
yeah.
them. It could. It really could. Especially if, I don't know, there's a distance involved. You don't get to spend every... You don't see each other every day. I mean, there's a lot of factors. You can... Maybe never know the person. Hence the people that are married to serial killers. They didn't know, you know?
Oh, true. Imagine that.
Yeah. But, you know, the guy never once contemplated ever. If not in their family, they were like family men. That was just like a different side of them. You know, it's weird. Not that I deviated us to serial killers, but that was just a very bad example, scary example.
Well,
but an example nonetheless. All right, back to Suzanne's reading.
That this should become a very important research project for you to get to know him better, because you are a very hot and sexy lady there, Miss Suzanne, and if he's not going to be quick on the uptake here, you know, he could at least he could at least put a nice little something on your finger. You know, it doesn't have to be expensive. Grown-ups still exchange promise rings. I never had one, but I imagine, you know. So I wanted to say that, yes, I think that you and he need to get to work on this, because I feel that if he doesn't marry you within the next, we'll say, 1 to 2 years, two on the outside, another man is going to snap you right up. Like you are a diamond yourself, like the Hope Diamond, whatever they call that big thing. And that could happen. You know, sometimes people wait too long. What is that old saying? Strike while the iron
is hot.
That's right.
For you blacksmiths out there.
Because here's, after 30 years of reading cards, one thing I get, and this is only an observation from reading cards, okay? So guys, don't flip out on me. But my observation has been...
She's already...
Okay, well then you're on your way.
Yeah. Well then I would say...
Yeah.
That would be soon if you said yes. Maybe you haven't set a date yet. And that's true. You could, if you didn't set a date yet, that could be 5,000 years from now if nobody sets a date ever. But yeah, well,
I was going to say that men tend to get complacent. They put in all the hard work to get us. And once they get us, see, that innate drive to pursue has already been fulfilled. Now they can get kind of lazy about some things. What? No?
No, not about that. I don't grasp the last thing I just saw.
What?
You don't want to get married because you don't know him well enough yet, but you agreed to get married. What the hell's going on here? Hey, I want to marry you. Oh, sure, I'll get married. You took the ring, but now you're like, well, I need to get to know better yet.
Not
maybe
so
you should get to know him better before you take the ring. I don't know. I don't live in your country. I just think that seems...
Remember the movie.
Seems kind of ass backwards to me, but
Private
who am I?
Benjamin was going to marry that
I never
guy.
Saw the whole movie.
Oh.
I just saw
bits
and pieces.
She moved
yeah.
in with him, and he put a rock on her finger. as they were walking, she was walking down the aisle. I think if I remember right, and I know you guys will correct me, but I think she had found out that he wasn't quite the man that she thought he was. And she said, not so fast.
Okay.
Yeah, and it happens. I do believe, though, that you will marry.
Well, I mean, you got a frickin' engagement ring. That's a pretty good sign.
Or if he's turning out not to.
But it's not a guarantee, right?
Yeah, if he's not the man of your dreams, don't waste too much time there.
You can always hand it back, or I don't know what the customs or rule in your country is. If you don't think it's going to go down properly, you can end it. I don't know if Scotland, you're obligated.
Yeah.
Scotland.
Here. If the girl ends it, she gives back the ring.
And that depends on the local laws, though, Deb.
Yes.
It's not a federal law.
No, I'm saying here.
In Virginia, you mean?
No.
Not in the United States. Deb, it's not a federal law. You could be in Wisconsin, and they might not say that.
It's considered a contract.
It depends on. Deb, even Judge Judy says it depends. I know, here we go. Quote, it depends on the jurisdiction of where you are, how that goes down.
Well, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Check it out.
Especially in Scotland. That's a whole different country.
No, we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, here's your angel card regardless. I'm just saying, and you know what? You guys are, Scotland, you guys have been a country longer than we have been thought of. So you might have some kind of tradition and law and intertwined about that whole, how that goes down. But maybe you'll get to know them and things will be cool and you don't have to worry about the breakup. So then it would be just all a moot point, that discussion.
Well, you might see traits that you're not exactly comfortable with. You know, men that throw things when they're mad, that bothers me. I can't feel comfortable in that kind of atmosphere.
All right. Subject of your angel card, because we got to move on. The clock's ticking. We have folks on both sides here waiting for their reading. Your subject angel card is, is Gifts from God, from Archangel Sandalphon. We, angel, bring you gifts from your Creator. Open your arms to receive.
There it is. Bada boom, there it is.
I didn't see anything.
She's got money
there.
And he has none. And I suppose in Scotland, like here, you marry somebody, theirs becomes yours.
Yeah, it's hard. Unless you sign some kind of documents or something. Probably.
Yeah, like a prenup.
But they might not have such a thing. I just don't know. I don't know laws and traditions and all that stuff. I just know that single malt scotch rocks. That's all I can tell you about Scotland. Never been there.
The men that I've talked to from Scotland, and this is just a slice of perception from me, but they seem kind of pushy. They seem arrogant, pushy, and like we're just supposed to fall at their feet because they're giving us attention.
How did you meet them here?
Just online. They're...
Oh, I don't know. Then you didn't really meet them, first of all.
Well, I hear from them.
Too. Everybody online is big and bravado and pushy and stuff. Everybody's tough and pushy online. They're all superheroes. You know, in person, they can be little pussies, is all I'm saying. So don't go by online for anything. Everybody's big behind that keyboard. Well, I'm big, tough, manly, bravado. Yeah, can't trust that. That's why I was wondering if he's met him in person.
Well, you're going to meet somebody from Scotland here.
That's why I freaking asked.
Well,
you could. People travel, but I'm just saying.
Well, we get other,
yeah.
Other navies here,
yeah,
Army.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that's why I asked.
I remember Rachel was like this. We had an Australian ship pull in, and this was years ago when you guys were already co-ed in your navy. The women and the men were in the same berthing together, you know, and my girlfriend and I, while they were here in port, we went out and played with the Australian sailors. Yeah, we had a heck of a good time.
All right, well, thank you very much, Suzanne. We're going to go back to the phones. We're going to area code 413, Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 413, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Deb Banks.
Oh, can you hear me?
Something's going on.
We got a connection issue.
Hello.
Here.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. Do you have something going on in the background, somebody talking or something?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Well, we can hear you. Yeah, it sounds a lot better. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm not too bad. Just had a question I thought maybe hopefully that you could look into. I'm looking for a car. I wanted to see if you got anything on it or if you're seeing anything that I should avoid as far as...
Avoid, caution, avoid.
Yeah.
So you're not for a new car, but a, what do they call them, pre-owned?
I mean, a car that's new to you, but not brand spanking
right.
new, never been, right, yes. All right, have you called the show before?
Yes.
Well, can we have a first name, or is it top secret?
My name's Karen.
Oh, Karen, welcome. All right, great. All right, any background info that could help? I mean, are you totally carless and desperate, or are you just looking to...
Yeah, my car seems to be pretty much... it's got 300,000 miles on it, and it's not going too well, so now I'm looking for another car.
That is a lot of miles.
And
yes, it is.
Where is she calling us from?
Massachusetts.
Oh, my goodness. You people know what winter's like.
It depends on where they are. The East Coast, you know.
Well, they get winter up there.
They get winter, too, but, you know, when you're sometimes along the coast.
So you need a reliable car.
They can
that.
Get a little relief from it, too, from the ocean sometimes. But you're right. Yeah, they typically do get lots of snow.
Well, I think they have some coming real soon.
Yes, we've had some, and we're supposed to get some more, I think.
Yes. Something's headed our way, too. Starting Friday, and it's going to move right up like the other one did, right up the East Coast.
Right.
Oh, yes, you are going to get a nice car, and you're going to be very happy with it. What I feel is the individual who's selling the car is wanting to try to unload it quickly, not because there's something wrong with it, but because they want to get a better car or a new, it seems to me I'm seeing something like shiny and new. So I think that he wants to get himself a new car, a better new
sure.
car or whatever.
Yeah, I know what Deb's saying. Sometimes people aren't always trying to sell something in a hurry to screw you, but you got to be cautious. Sometimes, like you said, they got an agenda. I want to sell this thing. I want to get something in my pocket, down paid to this other thing I got lined up or I'm going to line up. Yeah, you're right. But it's good to be cautious.
Yeah, and I can feel the drive involved here. Pardon the pun.
The pun, that's very punny.
He's got his eye on something sporty and cute, and you know, and so he's gonna want a wheel and deal.
Okay.
And I see you taking it home, and somebody that you know is gonna see you driving this car, and they're gonna see what serendipity. It was for you to land this car.
Couldn't be any other word on earth.
No.
It only could only be that one word. That
back
is
in the
it.
Day,
that's it.
Back in the day,
that's
I had a Chevy Nova SS.
Piece of crap.
73. And that baby cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And every man that drove it way back then offered to buy it from me because they liked it. It had like a 350 or something under the hood. I don't understand it all. But I got it in a divorce.
Yeah, you know,
right.
350 back in those days, that was a big car. It wasn't all that. Depends.
It was a hatchback.
That's big compared to now. They were made out of metal back then.
Oh, yeah?
Now everything's made out of tinfoil, plastic.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean,
right?
They had bumpers you could jump up and down on, and they would not dent. Real bumpers. But today's bumpers are just cosmetic. They don't do anything.
Now, you're probably going to ask me, Karen, how am I going to know? How am I going to find this guy selling this car? And it's going to fall in, it's meant for you. So what's going to happen is it's literally going to fall into your lap. You might see an ad on the internet. You might see something posted. I don't know if they even do that anymore, you know, where you'd walk into, say, a supermarket or laundromat and there'd be...
I think laundromats maybe still depends on where you are. Supermarkets, I don't really see that anymore like you used to. Workplaces, if you have a large workplace, a lot of workplaces will have bulletin boards. Or maybe you don't see it on the internet, though, huh?
It could. I'm just saying she's going to spot it.
Okay, yeah. It could be on the internet. She could be flipping through a newspaper or something, right? Or pick up a book.
Could be in that. What's that book?
Yeah.
I don't know if they still make that car trader or not. Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, probably not. It's probably all internet now. Probably not paper anymore.
But I think you've manifested this really well, Karen. I think it's going to come to you. And you're not a Karen like the Karens that are.
Yeah, not the internet. I'm sure she's heard plenty of stuff about that Karen thing.
Yeah.
From the internet stuff.
Right.
So,
yeah, because
right,
I was looking at one place that sells like Toyota, so I was looking into, but.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking into this place that sells Toyotas, which are supposed to be pretty good cars, but I'm not sure
I had
how much
a Honda.
Those are.
Is it a actual dealership that also sell used cars?
Yeah, well, he sells cars.
Do they sell brand new ones too, or is it the used car place?
I think most of them are used, but they're probably in the like $6,000 or $7,000 range or something.
Wow, that's not very much nowadays. So that's affordable at least.
Well, don't worry about the timing here, because this, and I feel like he's kind of a younger man who's unloading this car. He could be trading it in somewhere, and you're just going to be right there to take it off their hands.
Cash money.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So.
All right,
there's your.
All right, Karen, here is your angel card before we go. Subject is angel therapy. And it's from Archangel Raphael. Give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burdens. That's good therapy.
Oh, nice.
If you have any burden, maybe trust in the angels, if that's your thing.
Oh, yeah, be watching out now for a lot of ones.
Yeah, it's weird.
Number ones.
We got a bunch right here.
Yeah, ones, and there's other angel numbers. Can't really think of them right off the bat here. Somebody on Facebook will probably clue me in. But, yeah, you're going to have a new car soon. And you're newer, you know what I mean. And you're going to love it.
Long time.
Yeah.
All right, opening the floor, alternate Wednesday messenger right now. But there's time to keep mentioning it. It's going
to
be a while.
I wanted to mention something to Suzette.
Sure, go ahead.
Suzanne. You said that the man you're with goes into some bad moods, and I don't like him shouting I don't know what you're saying there, at the kids. And he shouted at me, and I had to say to him, who are you talking to? And he said, sorry, but I didn't know he took moods. Well, it's a good thing to find out because, you know, once you have sealed the deal in marriage, this is not a good time to start telling somebody what you will and won't accept.
Yeah.
And I personally had two abusive partners in the past. Yeah. It's only like a beer.
That's why I make that sound. It sounds like a nice, refreshing beer,
and
even though it is not.
So I think you're smart. Make sure. Because like I told you from your reading, hon, he's not the last man on earth for you.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
there's no last other man, woman, whatever your sexual or relationship romantic thing is. It doesn't matter. Same sex, different sex, multiple sex.
No, Rachel.
There's many people on this planet.
Yeah.
Many.
I think, Rachel, you asked about the creepy lady who lived downstairs of you. She would terrorize you guys.
Are you sure she was asking, or she
were
was
you
just
asking, or were you not?
When I opened the floor, I would expect to have seen a type question. We don't scroll back, Deb. We don't do that. That's not cool. Remember, we ended that a long time ago.
Well, excuse me, but
there you go. All right. Watch out. Don't knock your water over.
Jesus, Jim.
I get worried. Well, the water's next to the computer. I have a reason to be scared.
Hello there.
Deb has a history.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You're looking pretty beautiful this evening.
Thanks. I wish I felt that way.
How you feeling? How you look? Sometimes they're the same. Sometimes they are not.
Oh, are you ill?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's that horrible time of the year.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It's getting better, but yeah.
Oh.
Hey, your
Christmas
is really nice.
Thank you.
Glittery, sparkly, and shiny.
Thank you. Well, we did dismiss Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but Valentine's Day is coming up.
I know, yeah. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm at loose ends. I have no plans made for this year for trips or anything other than my little Mexico dog. I just need to know what's going to happen in my life this year.
Oh, boy, you are a globetrotter, too, aren't you?
Well, I'd like to be.
Oh, Cuba looked beautiful.
The weather was not great, but it was lovely and a lot of fun.
And I saw your Italian pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I want to go back there for
sure.
Oh, I
bet.
Well, I'm getting really close to my relatives there now, so it'd be nice to see them again.
I bet. Do you have any aspirations of where you might like to go in the future?
Well, that's at the top of my list. It's
okay.
The back of Sicily. Yeah. But we're talking a lot of different things, but, you know, it's just budget.
Sure.
Dinero.
Right.
Money matters as much as we don't like
yeah.
it to.
Yeah, but you know what? It's better to think in terms of more coming abundance.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
instead of scarcity. Well, I can't go. I don't have the money. You know what? It's amazing how money can show up when you need it to.
Hmm.
Yeah. Especially if you've got a little printing press in the basement.
That's right. Not that we're speaking and advocating any kind of counterfeit activities, but we're just making jest. It's really hard nowadays. The monetary stuff is very sophisticated.
Yeah.
It is.
No, I have a female cousin who is like 74 with great in great health, and you'd never know she is, you know, up in years like that. But she travels. She just went to Dubai recently.
Wow.
India. And then she is going to take a cruise to Alaska. But every year,
nice.
She lives in a little tiny place. And she's divorced a long time, and her children are raised. So traveling is like her hobby. And it makes me so jealous because I want to go to the UK. You know, I want to see things.
Don't cut it off. Get going.
Yes, well, we'll try.
Get going, girl.
Just go, Deb.
Your man there, he loves making you happy. He loves
yes, he
it.
Does.
And it's right now, you're undecided. Like, are you okay?
Yeah, just carbonation.
Okay. But you tell him you want to go to the moon, he'd try and make it happen. I'm serious. That's how much he just adores you. And you have friends that, wow, they really, you're very, you have a very nice, tight unit of friends and relative. You have a sister, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got three of them.
How many?
Three.
Oh, I thought you said 11. I was going to be like, oh, my God, your mother needed a hobby. Better than the one she had.
That's more like Dave's side of the family. There were 8 boys and 8 girls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I say, too.
Her period was probably late if he looked funny at her because it sounds like she was extremely fertile. You will do all kinds of things in this new year while you both are still very healthy, very active. I mean, but you may as well do everything that you ever wanted to do. Because if you read a lot of the news, things change very quickly. You know,
well, that's what I say, too.
You know,
do it before we're 70 when we have to pay more for health insurance.
Exactly.
Because once you turn 70, to buy health insurance for travel, it's really expensive.
Oh, I can imagine.
Well, I'm like, let's get it all done next few years.
Oh, so I think you've got that spirit, and you're going to make it happen. Definitely. And this cough is, you're going to shake it because it's showing right here that you're a pretty robust lady as far as your genes are concerned. So you'll kick that really pretty fast. And I just see nothing but good things. Those people in Italy miss you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I would love to see you go again. Really would.
Okay, well, keep you posted.
Yeah, please. Jim's got a card.
Hang on. You're way ahead of me there, woman. I didn't even play my harps or anything like that. Shame on me. All right. Here we go. Make it official.
All righty.
And I didn't hear anything at all. So, I mean, not that I have any influence anyway, doing the deck. And I cut them. I always cut them. Look at that, upside down. Breathe. The subject from Archangel Raphael. Take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns.
Interesting. It's a good thing that's figurative, not literal, because I'd start hacking again.
That's right. Well, that's hard to do when you got a... chest thing,
yeah.
Taking deep breaths. Yep.
Oh, we lost you, Jeanette, but...
Well, she's here, too, anyway, so...
Yeah.
Yep, we don't know if it was internet on her end, or maybe sometime... Oh, there she is. We can say a proper goodbye.
Yes, we're sorry we lost you.
I touched something, and it went away.
These touch screen things, you can't even look at them. If you just breathe...
I know, I forget that they're touch screen.
I hate that. I know how many calls I put the phone up to my face and it hangs up or it does weird stuff because your face touches it.
Look at that puppy dog over there.
Oh, yeah. Nighttime is for... Well, it's not even nighttime there, is it?
Oh, and there's one over there.
They
love couches.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, comfort.
You're in the pack. They've got you in the pack. You're in there with them.
Yeah, they go outside and they're back in about 2 minutes.
That's right. Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Go out, take care of business, and get in.
Laura says it's going to be 21 below in 2 days.
Where she is. I don't know if they're in the same area.
I don't know if you're
area.
In the same ends of Canada.
No, I'm not sure where she lives. I thought she moved out west.
She is out west.
Yeah.
I think she is. God, now I don't even know. My head's broke.
Yeah.
No, my brain is broken.
We never get it that cold here. So.
Well, that's good because nobody needs it. There's nothing good that comes of that temperature. Nothing.
No.
Nothing useful at all. Nothing.
No. Dogs don't want to pee.
You know, if your car breaks down in your middle of nowhere, you could die from exposure very quickly. Yeah, nothing good comes of that temperature.
So you have a really terrific year ahead for you.
Okay. That's super. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Happy
I'll
New
see you
Year.
Soon.
All right.
Wunderbar. Thank you for calling. Good example how these messenger calls are just like the phone calls. They're great. And she did video, but you don't have to. You could do audio. And even if you do video, we don't show it to you because it's a privacy thing. All right, Deb, we got phones.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right, alternate Wednesday, and we're going back to the phones, and we're going to area code 520. Olisa.
Hey, you guys.
Hello.
Welcome in.
Oh, my God. You know, I love listening to you too. Wonderful. It's hard to be an Earth Angel, I think, right? Earth Angel.
Earth Angel. Earth Angel. Yep. Sixties stuff. Old school. All right, go ahead.
The latest drama. I got a call from one of my friends. And she said her husband tested positive for COVID, and we were out with them Monday. Now, they sat at the neighboring table, and their table was more of a traditional high-rise, those high-rise, what are they called? Those kind
like
of
a pub table.
Where,
like a bar table, a pub table.
Yeah, yeah.
Table's real high, the chairs are real high.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and then we arrived late, so we sat at a traditional height table, but
standard. So you were lower, yes.
Yeah, and not real up close, but close enough. And the husband, when they were leaving, he grabbed my shoulder, but he stood back to say goodbye. And then what else? Anyway, I've been so exhausted and tired. Huh?
I was wondering if he coughed on you because you talked about COVID.
No. But
he grabbed your shoulder.
Well, you know, I'm thinking, oh God, I hope the cooties fell off. And
at least it's your shoulder. He didn't grab your hand where you would touch your face.
But you know what? I called my sister to complain, and I said, you know what? For 23 fucking years, I didn't go out to any clubs or restaurants. You know, barely a restaurant. I wasn't interested. I was doing my life with my significant other, and we went to nature, and we were, you know, and now I'm kicking out my heels, and fuck, I know I'm not the only one on the planet that feels this way. it's so fucking unfair. And then my friend, my girlfriend, she just got over something. This morning I was talking to her, and she says, I got my taste back. I can taste my lemon. I'm like, see, and I said, you know what? That's a symptom of COVID. And I had gotten some COVID test kits before I went out of town with my kid. And I've just been so exhausted. I slept all day today, but I don't have any other symptoms. So I'm hoping to God I don't have any.
You know what, though? It can be 10 other people in the place.
Yeah.
You can't blame one person.
You don't know.
Yeah.
That's a person you know that says they had it.
Pumped gas. You could have put your hand on the
bartender, exchanging credit cards and bills. You know, it's a world we live in. Paranoia may destroy you. What are you going to do? Right. All we could do is be shut in with a bubble and don't have any social interaction, and then we're going to have other problems besides getting sick, mental problems. So
just
I say
cycling
fuck it.
At the park.
We've had
I say fuck it. Go out there and do
we've
it.
We've had it three times. It's not that bad. Well, for us, it wasn't, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Right. Everybody, and it's like anything. Everybody has different symptoms and things from it. Some people don't even know they have it. Remember, the asymptomatic people don't even know they ever had it. They're carriers.
That's true.
Some people like are on death's door. So you just don't know.
And it's what
it's
mainly the elderly and the very young.
For people that have other secondary chronic issues.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. You're a healthy person. You like to hike and bike ride. You're probably going to be fine.
Yeah. Oh God, I hope so. And I hauled my tail feathers around trying to take care of business. Jimbo's word project earlier today. And I was like a blind, almost blind state of mind. I was so exhausted. But I woke up now and I feel my second wind. But I'm ready to go back to bed again. So hopefully it'll pass. It'll pass on through. And then I had a big old drama scene with the neighbor this morning. And, it wasn't, we were just kind of clearing the air. He was telling me what a social butterfly I was. And I said, well, you'd have a seat at the table wherever I go, but I don't like how you behave. And we've had that conversation before. And I really lowered the boom very clearly. I said, I don't want another situation like that turned out with that girlfriend that started out my girlfriend at the coffee. And then the two of them were going at it behind my back.
Who doesn't like a who behave?
The neighbor doesn't like how she behaves.
What?
No, I don't like how he I feel okay with him when we're on our own, we're out of town. But I told him, you're not welcome at any of my social groups because I don't want it to be recreated what happened at the coffee with that girlfriend. It started out being my girlfriend, and she has a significant other. And there was just a whole huge drama that started morphing. And so I said, I'm not recreating that. I don't want to go someplace and I'm looking – and I don't want it around me. I don't want to hear it. I just want to enjoy myself. So it's clear as the bell. And I think, I don't know, what do the cards? I'm calling you. He was supposed to do a project with me, but he went and took care of Flaccid Sultan project that one of the pipes had burst. And so then he was supposed to come back and do my thing, but I was sound asleep, so I need to do my thing tomorrow. A little repair. So do the cards say that we're okay? I don't know. I have to wave my flag out of my kitchen and say, are we okay?
Did somebody have their pipes burst? Is that what I heard?
No, it's cold out here. Baby, it's cold out.
Maybe it's cold out there. When you listen to that song, basically, he wants to get her drunk and bang the shit out of her. You listen to that song,
the song itself.
And then she's singing, I live with my dad. He's going to get mad, but I sure would like to get porked. I want to get banged, too, but I don't want to feel like a slut. If we could rewrite the song, I would rewrite it. But that's kind of what he's wanting to say.
You know what, though? There was a guy on TikTok.
Was that a 60 song?
I shared it with you, yeah, that song was from the time. And he compared it to Cardi B's Wet Ass Pussy.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
read the lyrics, and they were really
comparable.
No.
No, from the Cardi B song "Wet Ass."
It was like replacing like then and now, then being nice and cool, and then now being rude and rude with the same. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yes,
nice.
I'm not a big fan of her.
Here's what's going on now. He's worried about where you two are standing, but he's crazy in love with you, Lisa. It's right here. I don't make this up. It's right here. And so now he's wondering, what did he do? What has he said? He's analyzing the
whole
listen,
thing. I listed it. I don't know how we could ever be blind. I went into detail. And I said, number one, and then I was graphic. Number two,
you guys are going to be hilarious as you go through time. You'll be the floor show at every party you go to. So,
you know, he said that at the cafe. I said, I am mortified when I got in the car that we were doing that. It was church quiet. When we left, everybody was looking down at their place. He said, they're waiting for us to come back. Oh, God.
You need to watch out for that one woman that we've talked about. She's under your shirt to come true. And
oh, no.
What it is she's going to seriously disappoint you when you hear. I mean, she's not your friend. I don't
Which
care
one is
how
this one?
She's that. I'm wondering if she's Tina, you know? Tina?
Oh, no, I figured that one out. She is not my friend.
Good to know.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
I told
good to
him,
know.
That's what I told him this morning. I said, I don't want another Tina Sewer recreated. And that he would not respond to, but he knows that.
If you're out being social, you know he's going to come and do his thing.
Well,
he's going to ruin her night.
She's got her back to you. And that tells me she really has no feeling for you whatsoever and will not mind in the least hurting her feelings. And you know, this is a terrible trait that a lot of women have, and I think they're the cheap and shallow kind that I've seen in readings, that they will actually befriend a woman to get to her husband or boyfriend.
Oh, God. Well, I didn't see that coming. I don't know if she even had that agenda. I think she just morphed into it. Her husband committed suicide, for God's sake. And her husband... You know, I was compassionate towards her. And she says,
we're sorry.
I made a bad joke. I mean, you said her husband committed suicide. I said, wow, is she that much of a bitch? I mean, there's been a couple chicks where I've been out with. I was like, you know, I almost would like to just jump out of this car off a bridge right now than to finish the date with this chick, you know. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Instead of saying, baby, it's cold outside, get out the car right now. Dropping you off.
You go now. You've been here 4 hours.
Yeah.
You go now.
That's somebody in the States took a lawsuit out against a Chinese restaurant that they had a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the guy stayed there like all afternoon and was eating and eating and eating. And they finally said, you're going to have to leave. And he tried to bring a lawsuit. And the judge had said, no, you can't park yourself there.
All you could do is get your money back and never go back again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't claim
damage.
I was damaged because I couldn't gorge myself. I couldn't eat to death. So I'm physically damaged. I need damage. It's like, no. Get your money back.
You know,
and they will tell you never to come back again. That's what you can do, fat fuck. That's what you can do.
My husband, my second husband, when he was young and smarter, he and his friend, this was 1,000 years ago, he was telling me this story that he and his friend would go to the Chinese all you could eat. And they were thin. I mean, these guys were thin. They were just starving people. And they would have to be told they had to leave.
They wouldn't leave until they were told.
They wouldn't leave until they were told?
Yeah,
well, they didn't get a lot of food, so, yeah.
They would take their time, and then they'd go back up, you know.
Yeah.
My neighbor and I have done something not like that, but what we did is when we go to another town, he has scoped out, I scoped it out for him, and he has fallen in love with this restaurant, and I think we could do better. I really think we could do better. I try to tell him, but no, this reminds him of his place back home. It's in the worst neighborhood. It's an Indian food, and it's a buffet, so when we... And Monday we're going to be going out and going to that town because he has to do a medical thing, and he's got his eyeball on that restaurant. It's Indian food, but I really think we could do better. I really do. It's in a bad neighborhood, and we run in there. We run in because we're minutes before the buffet, and I tell them, when I'm getting out of the car, I said, run before they set down the buffet. And then we get in, and I start giving them a sob story. I said, look, we live over here. It takes us this many hours. We were at a medical appointment. So they let us. They let us stay a little longer. And they even make fresh naan for us. And
oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, nice.
That is great bread. Oh, my Lord God.
You know, since you're bringing up all you can eat.
Good Lord, Gordon,
I need to pass along something I learned today. I forgot to tell you, Jim. If anybody cares, Red Lobster has a new shrimp on their all-you-can-eat shrimp menu.
You only might have to sit at that table for 436 fucking years before you get your food.
Yeah, your second plate. They're fast.
Good point.
I took my son there. You're right. I took my son and my sister there a few years back. You get an all-you-can-eat, I think it was shrimp. That was a long time ago. And they bring your first plate is quick. But then your second plate, like Jim said, and then your third plate, God forbid, it's dark outside. Baby, it's cold and dark outside. I haven't got my third plate yet.
I think here it's just so understaffed.
It probably
They got like one or two waiters doing an entire restaurant,
so,
and it sucks.
Thought I'd mention it.
It is good. Once they do finally bring it out, it is good stuff.
Oh, it is.
And I will say now, as soon as they bring you, you can order your next right there on the spot. You don't have to wait. You can say, I would like to order my next round as soon as they bring you the one round. So they're getting better.
Oh, really?
But anyway, back to the cards because of the clock.
Yeah, back to your cards.
Yeah, that's Red Lobster. That's Red Lobster. They're a lot better now.
He doesn't want to screw things up. He is starting to realize he has an open mouth insert foot problem with you, and he needs to start paying more closer attention, you know, to what he says, because it sets you off, and rightly so. You know,
well, it's a pattern. You know, it's not just a one-time thing where I'm sensitive. It's just, and I listed, I laid down the pattern. I said, this is a pattern, and these are the examples, and it's all a pattern.
Well,
so,
and I think
he calls me, at times he calls me the suffragette.
What did you say?
Suffragette. Remember the women that were marching and stuff for the vote?
Oh, women's suffrage?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we must. Yes, we deserve to vote. I'm going to burn my bra. You know what? Burn your bra. That's cool. Hopefully it'll rain out after you do it. So get wet t-shirts.
I'm not a prude. We were out Monday night. I'm not a prude, and I was sitting with my girlfriend and another guy and these other people, and something happened, and I said, well, you know, I've heard that before, open your mouth and swallow. Somebody had said something, and my girlfriend said, bleh! And I thought, oh, dear God, I'm used to joking with you two. I'm used to joking with the neighbor.
Uh-huh.
That stuff doesn't fly.
Yeah, well, you know what? Be yourself. Be yourself.
You gotta just be who you are.
And if people don't get it, say, hey, you know what? It's just words.
Or they
suck it up. Don't cry.
A comedian used to say, be who you are, and if they don't like it, fuck them.
We got a monkey down. We got a monkey down.
They can't even see him. Yeah.
Well, they can't either. Okay.
No.
Well, you guys didn't see it, but Deb had some sock monkeys set up, but it's off camera.
Yeah,
and
I brought them out.
One of them took a spill and was hanging by its leg. Well, you know what? Monkeys, you know, they can hang by their legs, their legs,
well,
their fingers, their hands and feet.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
So what you're doing is...
And they're reaching their butts and they throw poop.
You're training him. I know a lot of people don't like that word. But you're letting him know what you like and what you don't like.
Because it doesn't matter what he likes and doesn't like. Nope, doesn't matter. Only
well,
what the bitch like.
He can, you know, if he don't like it, he can take a hike. You know,
there
that's
you
what I said.
Yep.
I said, you don't have a
that.
Place at the table, you know, with my friends when you do blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know, and I'm okay if we're by ourselves and he does it, but not with my friends. I don't like it.
Well, no, he knows.
It doesn't mean he's going to change.
You're schooling him on keeping Lisa happy 101.
Yeah.
And pretty soon he'll graduate to 102 or 202.
Yeah, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters. The only thing that matters is the woman's happiness. Fuck the guy. Screw him.
What did you say recently? You said...
Bitches suck?
No.
What? Oh, that was a different day. Okay.
We are worth making happy because we got the prize.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, but we can find another chick that's easier to make happy and has the same prize too. You know that.
You said they're all like snowflakes.
Well, they're the same though, but different. You know, when I go skiing, I don't think about the individual snowflake I'm skiing on when I'm skiing because you know what? They're all the fucking same.
Okay.
All right,
Lisa, we got a card for you.
Well, a card for
okay,
you indeed.
Thank
and here's
you.
What it is. Crystal clear intentions from Archangel Michael. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
Crystal blue persuasion.
Lisa,
I never heard that.
I was thinking the same thing.
I've never heard that.
I was in like seventh grade when that was on the radio.
What is that?
Crystal blue persuasion.
Well, I heard that, but who, what, where, what, why?
La-da.
Give me more.
You know, my... I have Hey Google, and it lines up a playlist for me. You know, I never really paid attention to music. Now I'm starting to. So my grandson and I will play it together, and we'll put it on the screen, on the television with lyrics. And he'll say, that's a bad word, that's a bad word. We're listening to Bruno Mars and dancing. Okay, switch it to Jingle Bells.
Well, you got to stay away from Wet Ass Pussy, because I don't even know how that can be a song.
The music is different.
Bruno Mars?
She's kind of different.
No. She's talking the hip-hop chick.
Yeah. Cardi B.
Oh, no. We try not to, you know, I tell him, you know, my grandson, no, he censors me all the time now. He's at that age. He says, you cannot say God.
True.
I'm a Christian, and you can't say God. So now I say, God bless America. He says, why are you blessing America? Well, is that okay to say in school?
We probably love to have a bad word jar for you that'll cost you.
He does.
You know,
he's rich. Money.
He's rich.
Anyway, thank
well,
you guys.
We have to leave you, darling. We're sorry.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. We extended the show though.
Yes, we did.
We did
love
because
both
of all Wednesday.
We wanted to take care of everybody.
Yeah, and some people got off to a late start, and we understand, you know, depending on the time zones you're in, that it's hard to get here sometime when the show starts. We understand.
Yeah.
We understand. Oh, there you go. There you go, folks. You know where we are. All right, well, Lisa, we're going to rock and roll. Thank you very much. We're going to say goodbye to our blog talkers first, not our Facebookers. Facebookers. All right. So we got about a minute. Deb, anything you want to say before she gives us time? Next one's going to be 1 minute.
I have no idea.
Okay. Nothing.
No.
So, hey, blog talkers. Well,
no, I got nothing.
We'll be back. There you go. Probably going to be
Friday.
Rebel Card Friday.
Yeah.
You be there or be square. All right.
So get your party shoes shined
Let's
up.
Let's get it started.
All right. Take care, everybody. You know, we love you.
All right. This is for our blog talk folks. Let's see. What shall we go with for fun?
Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish. Yeah.